And then, amanitvam, adambitvam, ahimsa, kshantihi, arjavam, acharya upasanam, shocham, sthiryam, atma vinigraha, indriyartheshu, vairagya mana ahankara evacha, janma mrityuja, mrityu jara vyadhi, dukha dosha nudarshanam, asaktihi anabhikshvangaha, putra dara grihadishu, nityam cha samachittatvam, ishta anishta upapattishu, mai cha ananya yogena bhaktihi avyavicharini, vivikti desha sevitvam, aratihi janasamsadi, adhyatma jnana nityatvam, tattva jnana artha darshanam, etat jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yad ataha anyata. When you know all these elements of prakriti, their manifestations, and when you enter into a higher level, then your entire state of consciousness begins to change. This is kshetra. When you really begin to understand the kshetra, then what begins to happen? Amanitvam, humility. You begin to become humble. Adambham, absence of any deceit. Ahimsa, non-violence. Kshantihi, tolerance. Arjavam, straightforwardness. Acharya upasanam, worship of the teacher. Shocham, purity. Sthiryam, stability. Atma vinigraha, self-control. These are the qualities which begin to develop when you begin to understand, when you begin to take cognizance. When you begin to understand properly. Indriyarthyeshu vairagyam. A sense of disillusionment, detachment from indriyartheshu, from the objects of the senses. Anahamkara, loss of the sense of ego. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukha doshanu darshanam. To see with a kind of disappointment. Doshanu darshanam. To see defects in janma mrityu jara vyadhi. When you look upon the janma, birth, mrityu, death, jara, old age, vyadhi, disease. When you look upon these with dukkha and dosha, when you see them with a defect in them, asaktihi, anabhishvangaha, putradara grihadishu. When you can look upon children, wives, and the home with a sense of great detachment, nityam cha samachittatvam, ishta anishta upapattishu. In all the circumstances, all the events and occurrences which are favorable or unfavorable, when you can look upon them as samachittatvam, with equality. Mai cha ananya yogena bhaktihi avyabhicharini. Now comes, these were the first elements, but now you rise higher even. Mai cha ananya yogena, when you can concentrate upon me. Ananya yogena, we have seen only ananya yoga is a synthesis of karma, jnana and bhakti. That is ananya yoga, which has no comparison. The synthesis of three yogas has no comparison. And with bhakti, supreme bhakti, avyabhicharini, in which there is no sense of exploitation, complete and pure devotion. Vivikta desha sevitvam paratihi janasamsadi. When one becomes very much detached from space and time, aratihi, there is no sense of pleasure. You no more seek pleasure in the company of the people. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam, when the spiritual knowledge of the eternity, tattva jnana artha darshanam, and when you have the direct experience of the meaning or the object of tattva jnana, of the philosophical or spiritual knowledge, etad jnanam iti proktam, this is really called the knowledge. These are all the signs are now given of the state of knowledge. Ajnanam yad ataha anyatha, opposite of all this is ajnana, is ignorance.